The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
Time for your good news stories.
I need some good news.
Are you ready for some good news? Are you ready for some good news, man?
Well, some good news.
Well, I have some good news.
Really? Good news?
Tell them the good news.
Spit it out!
Spit it out. You got good news today.
Here's one for you. A California man lost consciousness while scuba diving near Catalina Island late last month.
Oh, man.
And guess who saved his life?
Who saved his life?
Mermaids.
What?
Yes, he got saved by real-life mermaids. A bunch of women were taking an advanced mermaid swimming class nearby.
That's awesome.
And showed up with their mermaid tails on.
Oh, saved by a mermaid.
Their instructor was the first to get there and ended up doing mouth-to-mouth while he was still in the water. Not sure how that worked. Saved the guy's life. So this guy was saved by real-life mermaids.
We're pulling them, you know, and we're getting a little winded and a little tired out. And then out of nowhere, just a bunch of mermaids show up.
While we were practicing our mermaid rescue scenarios of rescuing another mermaid, I see him coughing foam, which is a telltale sign in diving of an air embolism.
So he started doing CPR.
Right in the water.
She right comes in the water, in, which is
and
great.
Just mouth to mouth and just trying to, like, get air into Pablo, making sure that he's okay.
And now I know for sure I can rescue a scuba diver in a mermaid tail, which I think is crazy.
That's great.
That's right.
Well, that's great.
The guy's life was saved by mermaids.
Good.
So a guy named Brendan Burt was driving in Iowa in the middle of the night last month when he took a wrong turn, came across a house that was on fire, ended up saving three kids along with their 22-year-old brother. Jeez. They were sleeping and had no idea until he screamed and banged on the windows to wake them up. Their mom was out of town dealing with a family emergency, but I got to meet him and give him a huge hug when she got back. So, big shout out to that guy.
Every second that was going by, I was just getting worse.
I don't know, I just felt like somebody was in there because it was so late at night, you know. Like, I just knew that I had to act quick.
Everything was just black in the living room. There was nothing left of it.
I just wanted to break down and cry. Like, I don't even know these people here.
I'm so incredibly grateful. My kids wouldn't have made it, man.
Wow.
And that's why it's really important, very important, to have working smoke detectors in your home. Mm-hmm. You got to have working smoke detectors because, believe it or not, you could sleep right through something like that and not even wake up ever. So make sure your smoke detectors are working.
Yeah. Ever. You'd be out.
People just
don't wake up.
They become overcome by the smoke and the heat and they die.
Yep.
Yeah, smoke detector.
I'm sure you've seen that all too many times.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.